Good morning, I'm Mitch Bertlieb, and this is VPR News. Many schools across Vermont are closed or have delayed openings this morning due to snow and slippery road conditions, and we've got those schools listed on our website. Go to vpr.org and search for school closings. Governor Phil Scott's plan for clean water funding has gotten a preliminary thumbs up from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Vermont is under a federal order to reduce pollution in Lake Champlain and other waterways. Ken Moraff with the EPA says Scott's plan to fund those efforts is promising.
The governor's proposal does identify specific sources of funding, so it's not just a number. It also identifies where the money will come from, and that's important.
But Democratic lawmakers have concerns about Scott's proposal because it relies on existing state revenue to pay for water cleanup. Legislators say that could shortchange other government programs, and they say they're in the process of creating an alternative funding proposal. This week marks a year since Jack Sawyer was arrested for allegedly planning to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School. Sawyer's case was transferred last year to family court, which means the 19-year-old's whereabouts are classified. Fairhaven's Superintendent Brooke Olson-Farrell says that makes her job difficult.
At least several times a month, a student or a staff member thinks they've seen him in the community, and so it creates some panic. I reach out to law enforcement, and we reassure them that that's not the case.
Fairhaven police confirm they've investigated a number of bogus sightings of Jack Sawyer. Bennington town leaders say they're looking for an outside expert to review the police department's handling of reports of racial harassment against former Representative Kaya Morris. Attorney General T.J. Donovan has urged Bennington to have such a review done. The NAACP Vermont branch and the American Civil Liberties Union of Vermont are also calling for a review, including whether evidence was withheld. A self-identified white nationalist accused of harassing Morris was arrested last week on a charge of possessing large-capacity gun magazines. Max Meech pleaded not guilty. A new report shows student-to-staff ratios in Vermont schools are all over the map. The report comes after lawmakers passed a measure calling for studying the ratios last year. VTDigger.org says the report found big variations in the ratios based on poverty levels, total enrollment, and the number of students with special education plans. It did not make any recommendations on a specific benchmark for what the ratios should be. Eye on the sky today, periods of snow north in New York and north of Route 4 in Laconia, tapering to a few snow showers, additional accumulations 1 to 3 inches. Wintry mix south, tapering to snow showers up to an inch, mainly ending this afternoon. Highs today ranging through the 30s.